Hello, everyone. This is Lynette, and I am back with another podcast. Welcome to my podcast. If you have not listened to any other podcasts from me, then please feel free to check those out. I wanted to talk about health issues and alters. When I last spoke with my therapist, who is fairly new to dissociative identity disorders, she mentioned to me that a lot of my health problems could be because of an alter. And I thought that was very interesting because I never heard of that before. And the Facebook groups that I'm a part of hasn't really mentioned that. So it was like an interesting theory. So I thought to bring that up today and briefly touch on the possibilities of an alter being sick and that making you sick. So I don't know anything about that. However, I was diagnosed with neurocardiogenic syncope, which is also labeled as the common faint. However, I don't lose consciousness, so I'm not really 100% sure on that diagnosis. However, I do have moments where I lose complete control of my body and fall to the ground. So, according to my cardiologist in the past, they have diagnosed me with neurocardiogenic syncope, which I shorten to NCS. And I also have SVT, and I also have another apt. My mind is blank right now. Oh, I'm sorry. Palpitations. So I have that, and then it makes it hard for me to be able to go outside in the sun. Direct sunlight causes me misery. It doesn't do anything to my skin, of course, but it does make my body get weak, and I have problems health-wise that it's just not good. And, you know, having a kid kind of makes your health issues even worse, you know, because they want to play and they want to walk and they want to go to the park and they want you to play with them, and you can't do any of that, and that sucks majorly. But being that I have this therapist that is like introducing me to all these new possibilities and making things seem more understandable, is a good thing. And I suggest that you find someone that you can trust and talk to as well, because otherwise it's just gonna be a downward spiral and a fast one. So, it's a very interesting theory that, you know, your alter could be sick with these things, and being that you're the host, it could present itself in you, and then when you go get tests, they can't pinpoint where it comes from or anything like that, because it's not yours. You're just the one that has to live with it. So, I just wanted to mention that real quick. I'm not sure if anyone else has experienced this type of issue with the health and alters and things like that. But I just thought to mention it just in case anyone is like wondering the same or having similar issues and didn't know whether or not it would sound crazy or not. So I just thought to put myself out there and let you know you're not alone. Well, that is going to be it for this podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to let me know on the Anchor app. And you can also follow me on my blog. I will be posting there shortly. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.